Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today, our passage is Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 3 and 4. He took me there, and I saw a man whose appearance was like bronze. He was standing in the gateway with a linen cord and a measuring rod in his hand. The man said to me, "Son of man, look carefully and listen closely and pay attention to everything I'm going to show you, for that is why you have been brought here. Tell the people of Israel everything you see." Ezekiel saw the restoration of the temple. The vision was given to him in detail. The man of God introduced to Ezekiel was standing in the gateway with a linen cord and a measuring rod in his hand. The rest of the prophecy details the width and length of the walls, gates, courts, rooms, and even the ovens and kitchen of the temple. When I read these chapters, I'm always amazed at how specific God gets. God is a God of immensity. He sees all the earth and everything in it. At the same time, God is a God of great detail. He cares that the jambs of the portico gateway are 2 cubits thick. And He cares about the details of our life. He cares that you are having a good day or a bad one. He cares about your disappointments, even the ones brought on by seemingly trivial stuff. He knows that you got soaked in His downpour, as I did a few minutes ago. He is concerned about your present spiritual drought. He cares about the things that make you sad, and He's there in your pain. He cares about the things that causes you to laugh, and He laughs with you. He is involved in the minutes and the seconds of your life. He uses them in His sovereign plan for you. He is not absent as your heart is breaking, and He smiles as it beats for joy. Someone has said that the devil is in the details. It's not true. God is, and when He's present, the devil gets out of the way. Father, thank you for caring about the details of my life. Thank you for using the details for my spiritual formation. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.